Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Biden has called for the type of assault rifle used in the failed assassination attempt on Donald Trump to be banned as he returned to the campaign trail for the first time since Saturday's attack. Speaking at an event in Las Vegas, Mr. Biden said he was thankful Mr. Trump had not been badly injured. He said there was no place for such weapons.
You want to stand against violence in America? Then join me. Getting these weapons of war off the streets of America. An AR-15 was used in the shooting of Donald Trump. Guess it was an assault weapon that killed so many others, including children. It's time to outlaw them. I did it once and I will do it again.
U.S. national security officials say protection for Mr. Trump was increased several weeks ago after the authorities learned of an Iranian plot to kill him. But they've stressed there was no known connection between the alleged Iranian plot and the assassination attempt on the former president on Saturday. Tehran is believed to want revenge on Mr. Trump for the assassination 4 years ago of Qasem Soleimani. Jurors in Manhattan have convicted the Democratic Party Senator Bob Menendez at his federal trial on corruption. He was found guilty on all 16 charges, including bribery, acting as a foreign agent and obstructing justice. Prosecutors accused Menendez of helping direct billions of dollars in USA to Egypt in return for cash, gold bars and other bribes. Ione Wells is in Washington.
He has continued to strongly deny the allegations even after that verdict was delivered, saying that he has never, ever acted as a foreign agent and that he is deeply disappointed by this result, suggesting that he is likely to appeal. He is trying to stand as an independent candidate to regain his seat in November's election after many Democrats distanced themselves from him. But today he is facing multiple calls from senior Democrats to stand down in what is becoming the latest headache for the Democrat Party.
The headquarters of Bangladesh's main opposition party has been raided by police in a late-night operation. It follows a third day of violent demonstrations against a quota system for civil service jobs, which protesters say favours government supporters. Tom Bailey reports.
These are the first significant anti-government protests since Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina won a fourth straight term in January. Earlier on Tuesday, her government ordered all schools, colleges and universities to close indefinitely in response to the unrest that has seen at least six people killed during clashes between opponents and supporters of the quotas. The protesters are demanding a merit-based system to replace the current allocations amid high youth unemployment that has made government jobs increasingly attractive.
BBC News. The deadline has passed for Ukrainian men under 60 to update their personal data or risk prosecution under a new military mobilisation law. Kyiv has been trying to boost numbers to replace casualties and allow exhausted troops to rest. The Defence Ministry says more than 4 million men have updated their details. An Australian computer scientist who falsely claimed to have been the creator of cryptocurrency Bitcoin is facing a criminal investigation in Britain after he was found to have repeatedly lied and forged documents to support his claim. A High Court judge has referred Craig Wright's case to the Crown Prosecution Service to assess potential criminal charges. Chris Vallance reports.
Since 2016, Dr. Wright has claimed to be the mysterious figure behind a white paper regarded as Bitcoin's founding text, published under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. But a number of crypto companies and others jointly launched a case seeking a ruling that he was not Satoshi, accusing him in court of using his claim to pursue legal actions worth hundreds of billions of dollars against private individuals. Mr. Justice Mellor ruled the evidence against Dr. Wright being Satoshi was overwhelming. The identity of the person or persons who are Satoshi Nakamoto remains unknown.
The tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he's moving the headquarters of his social media and space companies from California to Texas because of a new law on gender identity. Mr. Musk called it the last straw, complaining that families and companies were coming under attack from the Californian state government. The French Football Federation says it will complain to FIFA and take legal action over apparent racist chants made by Argentine players after their victory in the Copa America. The chants directed at French players were heard during a live video posted by an Argentine player. BBC News.